sisters was talking about. My aunt, she said it was 110 degrees.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have no comments tonight. Anyone on the board have any comments they'd like to make before we get started? We do have five. Very good. Bear with me. First item of business we have is number six, old business. Professional development correction. Is that correct? Or do you have any comments?
Yes.
If you'd like to hear.
Well, everyone wants to get on.
I just want to give everybody a quick update on numbers. In our summer programs at Kinder Camp, we've got 13 students participating. We've got 24 students participating in the Y Camp and 25 in the 3-5 summer program. At the 5th and 6th, as well as 7th and 8th grade summer program here at the junior senior high, we've got 9 students in both. So we're very, very happy to see the numbers of students participating. We've got almost 100 students on campus here on a regular basis for the 6-week summer session that we're running, which will certainly bear fruits for us in September. But these kids have had continuous instruction throughout the course of the summer. Another update. Last week, I met with the Washington County superintendents, as well as the sheriff. We went through a series of interviews for the SPO positions. Again, the districts are not hiring the SPOs. They're being hired and they'll be employed by the Washington County Sheriff's Department. We'll be contracting with the Sheriff's Department to have special patrol officers here within our district. Interviewed a series of different candidates that the sheriff is comfortable with, as well as the superintendents. People have not been formally assigned to districts yet. That'll occur in August before the Board of Education meeting. I have shared in executive session the name of an individual that will likely be here with us. We're very hopeful that that'll work out okay. Presently, we have each of the candidates. There are five for the 7 open positions that are at a class this week being trained to be SPOs. All of these individuals are retired officers. So we're looking forward to engaging in this partnership, certainly as it comes up. As I shared in my Friday note, week before last, we still are lacking a few SPOs. There's still not anyone in place for 2 school districts, and we have potentially only 1 candidate for Whitehall so far. So we're hoping the sheriff is going to be able to locate some additional individuals to fill these positions. At the August Board of Education meeting, we'll be asking the boards in each of the school districts in Washington County to participate to appoint all of these individuals, not just one. And the reason for that would be in the event that we need a substitute, or we've got additional events going on in the evening where we need one of these folks to fill in for us, that they have the ability to carry a weapon in the school districts. So that'll be more information forthcoming when we get to the August meeting.
That's it.
Okay. Apart from that, we're slacking off this summer.
Very good.
I'm no longer
going to
be training on August 6th.
Yes, and Bree is going to be doing in service for us for all the SPOs, de escalation. She'll be doing a half hour training.
Not half hour.
Half a day.
I probably feel like a half hour. It'll be so fun, it'll only feel like a half hour, though.
Yes.
They'll be so invigorated, they'll think, where did time go?
Okay.
Again, what we're looking for out of these SPOs is not having them act in the capacity of a police officer within the school. We want these SPOs to have good relationships with our students, to be in and out of classrooms, working with our students. If there's need for law enforcement outside of an emergency response, we would be continuing to contact local law enforcement and not utilizing our SPOs for those services. So we want these folks to have nice relationships with our kids.
Sounds good. Thank you. All right. Down to old business, item number 6. So we have a
Frankie, you want to say something?
Yeah, we I'm sorry.
We had one of our 8th grade students, Jada Rathman, win a national art contest. I'm very proud of her. Her artwork, she was thrilled to get it entered by Mrs. Reynolds, and her parents were excited that we thought enough of it to, for Mrs. Reynolds to enter it. And then, obviously, for her to win is a big thrill for Jada. And she's a student who could very well do something with art someday. So we're very excited about that.
That's great. Yeah, when I shared that with you guys back a couple of weeks ago, we had just received the notification from Megan. We didn't have the picture yet, but we do have that. I'll get that out to everybody. It's very cool. It's actually very, very nice.
Very good. Item number 6, all business.
We'd recommend to the board to take action to correct the salary of Mrs. Hoagland's work throughout the PD session she's going to be working on. There was a transposition error. It should be $935 for her work.
Okay.
For that period of time.
Do we have a motion to approve that adjustment?
So
moved. By Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lachenfeld. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item 7, environmental consulting.
At our last meeting, we met and discussed the large project that is forthcoming. We had, I believe, all the board members present, and one of the topics we talked about was sending out an RFP for environmental. We did receive that back. The recommendation here is for our environmental consulting is to work with PSI. That will include all of our pre-testing as well as roof penetrations in both buildings and patching of the roof penetrations to check for hazardous material. Total contract is $33,480. They have worked extensively with Tetra Tech in the past, and they come with very good references, so I would recommend the board take action to approve said contract.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve that contract.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
We did anticipate that it was going to come in around $40,000, so it came in.
Okay. Will that be aidable in within the scope of the
yes.
project?
Yeah, it's a required piece of the project, so there is aid on that.
Okay. We got the items requiring board action. Approval of board minutes. Any comments on the board minutes in the last meeting?
I recommend the board take action to approve.
Okay. So we have minutes from July 3rd, the reorg meeting, and then June 28th meeting as well. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters, second by Mr. Lachenfeld. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. CSC minutes.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the CSC minutes of 316, 329, 49, 410, 411, 416, 17, and 24.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on those minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Finance/audit minutes.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the finance and audit minutes. Should we have any comments on this?
We met after a meeting on July 3rd, and we discussed our year-end fund balance projections as well as our year-end reserve fund balances. We had a couple of large adjustments this year, which has resulted in surplus fund balance that exceeds the 4% limit required by property tax law. So you'll see further in the agenda a resolution to approve a transfer of excess fund balance from the general fund to the capital project reserve. It's not to exceed $1,350,000, but as we're refining our numbers, I think we're going to be closer to about $1.2 million. But that will keep us compliant with the property tax law that requires us no more than 4% fund balance. We also reviewed a proposal from Glen Falls National for our banking services, which was renewed for the 18-19 school year. We also discussed the school lunch fund. As of May, the end of May, we were operating at a loss of about $61,000. for those that sit on the Audit Finance Committee, they know that this was the first year where we really went in and revamped all of the accounting to make sure that we're getting the detailed information with our revenue streams and our expenditure streams so that we can really understand how that fund is operating. In the past, not all of the fringe benefits were charged there, so it was giving it a false profitable status. So on the agenda as well, we're asking for an increase in school lunch and breakfast prices by 25 cents each. I looked at this year's claims, and that increase of 25 cents would generate about $8,000 more in revenue for the district. Certainly will not take care of the large loss that we're operating at, but it's a working process, and we're working to resolve that going forward. And finally, we talked about the various swimming programs that we have in the district, as well as the intramural sports programs, which is not typically a cost that's borne by the school district, and that's approximately $11,000 a year.
Thank you. Questions? So do we have a motion to approve the Audit Finance Committee meeting or minutes from July 3rd?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any further discussion on those minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item transfer resolution.
As Jody mentioned, I would recommend allowing the transfer of $1,350,000 of excess unassigned fund balance to our capital project reserve fund. We do not believe we'll have $1,300,000, but that covers us in the event that we have up to that amount left over according to the books.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Meal price increase resolution.
As Jody mentioned, we are not doing well financially with our lunch program, and looking back at the records, it has been in excess of 15 years since there's been an increase in our school lunch or breakfast program. We are recommending a 25 cent increase.
How many years was it, Pat? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
It's been in excess of 15. That's as much as we were able to determine.
Okay, thank you.
How does our price compare to others?
We are the lowest.
We are the lowest.
Yeah. Attached to the minutes that I have for the folks on the Audit and Finance, there was a spreadsheet in there. I can't recall.
It should be on this agenda as well.
Yeah, it should be attached to this agenda as well. But yeah, we're very, very low compared to the surrounding school districts. One thing I would like to mention, there was an article in the Whitehall Times about Granville going with free meals.
Post-Star.
We have discussed that. Jody has investigated that fully, and we'd be losing even more money as a district because of the way the numbers are calculated at the state of New York.
There's not enough people, right, to even fill out the things. Parents don't even bother, right, having to fill that out.
Well, it's a community eligibility provision, and the state ed sets forth a formula, and it's a ratio of your directly certified students. That means that they don't have to fill out a free and reduced app. They're directly certified as free and reduced eligible as compared to our enrollment, and that gives you the formula at which they'll reimburse the free and reduced rate. So this year I took our actual, I've done projections in the past based on estimates, but this year I ran our actual claims for the year under that scenario of what we would be reimbursed, and it comes into about $5,000 less than what we were at this year.
But all children would get a free lunch.
Correct.
Correct.
We have
but we lose $5,000.
Well, $5,000 on top of the...
top of the $30,000 that we put in, on top of...
I was
going
to say, it's worth $5,000 for
yeah.
all children to get a free lunch.
So we haven't finalized the school lunch fund numbers for June 30th yet, but we're projecting probably we're operating at a $75,000 loss. And that's with the general fund already giving $36,500 to the school lunch fund. So it would be $5,000 on top of that more.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those price increases?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Martin. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of free and reduced meals / milk for 2018-19.
This is a requirement each year that the school districts must complete this document, have it board approved, and submit the information to all counties in the district in a timely manner. So I would recommend the board take action to approve the free and reduced meals and milk for 18-19.
Do we have to take action on that?
Yeah, sorry.
Do we have a motion to approve that that notice and those reduce, I guess, what is it, the fee that we're approving?
It's the actual dollar amounts that are set forth by the state and federal government
okay.
that you're approving.
Okay. So do you have a motion to approve that fee schedule?
So
moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Miller. Any further discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations.
I recommend the board take action to approve the resignation of Sherry Westcott, who has worked as a guidance secretary for many years. She has taken a position with PROCEES.
Okay. We have a motion to accept that resignation?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion?
With regret, right?
Sorry?
Take it with a regret.
We take it with regret.
With regret, yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
I would recommend, would you like me to just run through each of these? Or one at a time?
Anyone opposed to doing these together?
No.
I would recommend the board take action to appoint Mr. Darren Edelston to the position of seasonal weight training program for the fall of 2018. We will do this weight training program for each of the seasons. This is for fall. I'd also recommend the Board of Education the 26-week probationary appointment to Jenna Bosclair, who Jeff and the guidance department have interviewed for the guidance secretary position. Seems to be a very energetic, enthusiastic young lady. I think she'll be a very nice addition to our faculty and staff. We missed Mr. Forian. We would like to recommend to the board to take action to appoint him to the permanent position of Assistant Superintendent Buildings and Grounds. He has completed his probationary time period. Actually, that was completed back in March, and we missed him somehow. I would recommend to the board to take action to approve Ms. Melissa Schwab to the position of Kinder Camp teacher aide. We did not appoint her at the last Board of Education meeting when we went through all of our summer folks because we did not know the number of students we were going to have. She worked for us last year in the program, and with the numbers increasing, we would recommend that we reappoint her to that position. And I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Dane Stutes and Amanda Rodriguez to the 6th and 7th grade ELA math summer program here at the middle school.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
The weight training, will that be for all of the sports?
Yes.
He'll have time set up for all the
sports? Yeah. He'll be setting up a specific time for each of the sports around. We'll do that here in the fall, and then in the winter months when wrestling is occurring, we move over to the athletic club.
Right now, they're still going to the athletic club as well.
And what is the 6th and 7th grade ELA in math summer?
It's a summer program.
It's going on right now?
It's going on right now. Give kids a leg up.
It says enrichment. So is it?
It's not really. We're calling enrichment.
Oh. Yeah, it's not summer school per se. It is to try and help those kids who come get a head start on the first two or three units that they would do in the next grade. So for our fifth graders coming to sixth grade, who we think are going to need a little bit of a head start, and our sixth graders who struggled in math and ELA that are going to seventh grade, that they could use a little extra reinforcement in the summertime, so when September comes, they're a lot. So they come from 9 to 12, Tuesday through Thursday, and they switch each grade about halfway through. We give them a snack and a drink, and so they get about an hour and 20 minutes of both each day.
And how many do we have enrolled in those programs?
We have 11 each grade enrolled. We have about 9 kids who actually come each day.
Somebody has, I forgot who moved on that. Was it Mrs. Norton?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so we need a second.
What I would add to that, one of the reasons we do this not only is to give them a head start on the next grade level, but there is no summer school program for those grades. Mm-hmm. Like our 7th through 12th graders go to Granville if they need summer school and whatever, but there are no summer programs other than doing that in-house available for us for to do that for those kids.
Are all children in both grade levels invited to attend?
They are.
And they only had...
They would like to come. The only thing we ask is that, you know, we do have, if you get in trouble the second time, we're not here in the summer to deal with behavior problems.
Do they have transportation to school?
Yes.
We bring them and bus them back, yep.
Any further discussion? Is the guidance secretary position a 12-month position?
It is.
It is.
Oh, that's an awfully unattractive salary, I'm going to tell you.
It's awfully unattractive to say it out loud to you when you interview them, too.
Yeah. We've got a lot of positions like that, unfortunately.
That one stands out to me. All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals.
We have a series of English text trade books that are beyond their useful life here at the school, as well as a piano. We would be looking at putting the piano out to bid and either bid or potentially donating the books.
Okay.
Last year we donated the books to a veterans organization, one of them.
Do we have a motion to approve the recommended or the proposed disposals?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Washakow.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Everyone's so quiet today. I need to hear those approvals. I need to hear those approvals.
Do we use any textbooks anymore?
There are a few textbooks that are still used.
I don't know all those books.
I was going to say, I held on to those books.
And we still do. And we're not like throwing these out, not replacing. We're bringing new books in, the new trade books in for English. Classes, but there are some new books.
I still like to read from a regular book.
We actually have several new English 12 electives, like science fiction, fantasy, a bit of a horror, and different ones that the kids are all reading, just different books than what we had all read for years.
Okay.
And those are new within this year. It was the first year we offered those four different classes, so the kids are getting to pick those.
As long as we're discussing textbooks, do we have math textbooks?
We do.
At all levels?
We purchased new calculus and pre-algebra textbooks actually this past year. We have brand new ones for those, both those, and statistics last year as well.
A big piece of textbook problem that school districts run into is that California and Texas are the two adoption states. When these large textbook companies write textbooks, they write them for the standards of California and Texas because they're the two biggest school districts in the nation. So it often doesn't, texts in and of themselves don't always meet the New York State standards, so our teachers need to review a litany of different textbooks to find out what's closest to the curriculum and then supplement and support what's occurring with our textbooks.
We have a textbook review and approval form for them to be researched to make sure they're New York State meet New York State qualifications. So if a teacher recommends to us to purchase books, we have a form they have to turn in to me that shows that they've gone through it with the manufacturer and stuff to make sure it'll meet our curriculum.
Good.
Yeah, it's pretty rigorous.
Great. Items of information, our district-wide school safety plan. You want to speak to that tonight at all? Or
just you have before you, it's in your computer. The district-wide school safety plan, we would like you just to review that. If you have questions, you can certainly ask questions at the August meeting. We are required on a yearly basis to submit this plan to the state of New York.
Great. Any questions on that? We're down to visitor comments. Do we have any visitors that would like to comment on our agenda items for the evening?
Penny, nothing?
Yeah, that's something.
Kim told me I couldn't talk.
I said, talk fast.
You're going to talk fast.
That's what I said. I didn't say don't talk. I said talk fast.
She always talks fast.
It's true.
Well, that being said, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjourning? Opposed? Carried. Meeting adjourned.
Did you hear all that, right?
I did, yeah.